Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, you're listening to the TalkSport Daily podcast. I'm John Jackson, filling in for Andy Goldstein. And the Premier League returned this weekend, and what a return it was. Fans back in stadiums, the smell of food everywhere, as Reshman kept mentioning, and agony and ecstasy, and goals, of course. We can now hear how it all sounded on game day on TalkSport.
The opening weekend of the Premier League. Game day starts with Manchester United against Leeds United. And if you wanted to be anywhere on opening day, this is the one. It's collected by Pogba. Pogba's cross into the box. He's hit by Fred. It's five. It's five on the opening day for Manchester United, and Fred gets the goal.
Now, here comes the moment where Graham White, the PA announcer, welcomes Rafael Benitez from the tunnel. And there's the reaction. Here come Everton again with Richarlison. Only cross. Calvert-Lewin! It's 3-1! Surely the points are safe for Rafael Benitez!
We have theatre again. If you prefer to listen to your football with the natural sound of the stadium, well, you're in luck.
Headed out of harm's way as far as Salah! 3-0
to Liverpool! Unstoppable shot by Mo Salah! Starts the season as he means to go on again.
Today, Liverpool looked like Liverpool again. They've beaten Norwich City by 3-0.
How good does the roar of that crowd sound? Well, to Arsenal, not very. Brentford marked their first top-tier game in 74 years with a big 2-0 win against Arsenal. You'll hear from a very happy Thomas Frank speaking to TalkSport shortly. But first, here's Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta. Oy.
Certainly disappointed with the results. We wanted to start it in a really different way, but that's the reality today. I don't think we deserve to win the game. With very simple things, they were able to create enough situations to score 2 goals, and we weren't ruthless enough, and we tried everything that we could. In the second half, we improved the performance. In the first half, I didn't really like what I saw for 20 or 25 minutes. And as well, in this league, you have to win more duels, more first balls, second balls, and we didn't do that. And something with that is enough for a team to create difficulties against you.
This has to be the second best. The best, was the playoff final, of course, when we finally achieved that big target and dream to go to the Premier League. But in some ways, it's one of the, best experiences as being part of a football team. I know I'm the head coach, manager, or what you call it, but that atmosphere, wow. That, cohesion between the fans and the players, our performance, the first game in the Premier League season, worldwide, we are beating one of the biggest clubs in the world, fair and square, mind-blowing. Let me put it this way, I'm going to have a good glass of red tonight and celebrating it.
Well, it was a great start to the season for Manchester United as they battered rivals Leeds 5-1 at Old Trafford. Former Aston Villa striker Gabby Agbonlahor was alongside Faker Others on game day. Your verdict? And he thinks that United just have to challenge for the title this season.
If you look at that team, if you just talk about the team now, De Gea, Shaw, Maguire, Varane, Wan-Bissaka, Fred, McTominay, Pogba, Fernandes, Greenwood, Sancho when he gets in. I mean, on paper, that team should be winning the league. Mm. That team should be up there with Manchester City and Chelsea as the three favourites. So, like I think Jamie Carragher says last week, there's no excuses now for Solskjaer. If they don't win a trophy this season, I think that they will get rid of him because they've given him everything that he needs. You know, Sancho and Varane are probably the missing parts of the jigsaw.
Well, 5-1 is a great result and a great start to the season for Manchester United, but for Leeds, not so much. Danny is a Leeds fan. He called into TalkSport after the game and told Faker Others and Gabby Agbonlahor that Bielsa was the man to blame.
This is a bad defeat. We haven't learnt anything from last season. Last season was a bad defeat at 6-2. We've just been embarrassed in front of 75,000 people and watching worldwide to our biggest rivals, 5-1. I'm sorry, but it isn't good enough. And I believe that if we stick with this clown in charge, we will get relegated.
Did you just call Marcelo Bielsa a clown?
Judging by today's performance, 100%. We need someone like Big Sam who's going to tighten up at the back.
Wow, what a caller. Slightly controversial is probably how I'd put it. Anyway, Chelsea kicked off their season in style as they beat Crystal Palace 3-0 at Stamford Bridge, and they didn't even have Romelu Lukaku playing. They didn't need him. Trevor Chalobah scored the third, and it was a special moment for the youngster. We can now hear how it sounded on game day around the grounds, and then we'll hear from the goal scorer himself.
Listen to that. That's Chelsea's third goal, and it's a special, special strike from a player that these fans all love. Here's TalkSport's James Savunga.
You could not write this, Adrian. It's Chelsea 3, Crystal Palace 0, and the most unlikely of goal scorers is Trevor Chalobah, a man who we all assumed was going out on loan this season. Well, today, he makes his Premier League debut, and today, from 30 yards out, he slammed a shot into the left-hand corner, in off the post. What a debut for this man. He could be the new hero here at Stamford Bridge. Trevor Chalobah, on his Chelsea debut, has made sure his game, set and match.
Couldn't believe it when the ball went in. As you know, I didn't know what to do. I just dropped to my knees and I was over the moon. So when I did hit it, I didn't know the ball went in until the crowd cheered. But yeah, it's a surreal moment. I would have never dreamed of this. But obviously, moments like this come, you just have to be patient. From the day when I came in, my aim was to impress the manager, whether that's training, whether that's anything. And I thought I've done that well and I've got my opportunity and I've taken it.
In the last of three exclusive Premier League commentaries brought to you on TalkSport on game day, Liverpool got off to a winning start as they beat newly promoted Norwich City by 3-0. After the game, Jurgen Klopp spoke to TalkSport and he was satisfied, despite the performance not being world class.
It was a professional performance. I'm absolutely fine with that because I don't need 20 exciting minutes and then losing a football game because you are not ready for keep it going. It's about finding in a season, it's about finding in a game, and we obviously saw tonight we had to find in the game because we came out and oops, yes, it's a good atmosphere, but unfortunately not on our side, so it was pretty loud, all fine, but it's normal for human beings, I would say, that you then try to have a look, how does it feel, and that's how we played, and that was not how we wanted to start actually, but we found our way in the game, scored the goal, used the size of the pitch, which was, I think, nearly 10 yards longer than Anfield, I'm not sure, but it's longer. Used that, tried to use that, scored a goal, controlled the game, scored two more, controlled the game apart from the last 10 minutes when we gave balls away, which we shouldn't have done. But again, the boys are fit enough to play two games. It's just that just don't know it in a moment. That's a little bit. You have to get used to these moments where it hurts, but you know, yeah, that's only the start. And that's how a season starts always, so I'm really fine.
And on the opening day, everybody really seemed up for and to know their jobs straight away. Salah's curling goal, Alexander-Arnold getting forward every moment. And you mentioned last 10 minutes, Alisson, who'd had nothing to do, suddenly going mad, desperately trying to keep the ball out of his net.
Yeah, that's what you want. The boys wanted to keep him busy a little bit. So that's fine. Come on, last 10 minutes for sure were for Virgil hard as well. But hard for everybody. So that's how it is. You have to just get used to it. It's not really no problem. Physically, we are there. I saw that in different moments. You know, all the data, the game against Osasuna, Bilbao, we were really sharp and we were really spot on. And that's how it is. But then the Premier League starts and there's competition and you have different kind of pressure, first time for a long, long time. So, and then get through that, get a result and build on it.
Seriously, how good is it to have the Premier League back? That is how it sounded across TalkSport on Friday and Saturday. Of course, there will be three more exclusive games next Saturday on game day on your home of live football, TalkSport. Now, moving away from football, it was a good day for England in the cricket as the remarkable Joe Root hit 180 not out on day three of the second test against India at Lord's. That's his second 100 in the space of 8 days. Teammate Johnny Bairstow told TalkSport it was just incredible.
We said when we were walking out, we were just smiling at each other. We went, how good is it to be walking out Saturday at Lord's, sun's out with one of your best mates? And that's exactly what it was. And we really enjoyed our partnership out there. It was about having fun whilst you're out there and really relishing and trying to put us into a position that we can gain parity. And we did, and we've done that and gone slightly past them. And like you say, to have a full crowd back at Lord's with the new stand, with family and friends, was really special. And that Lord's buzz, the hum, or however you want to phrase it, was most definitely back. To go into second place in leading run scorers in the history of the English game is very special. To pass 9,000 test runs in this game is extremely special. To score another 180 not out at Lord's, I've run out of superlatives there, Rory, to be honest. But no, it's great, isn't it? And to see him in the form that he is, playing the way he is, yeah, it's awesome to be out there with him. It's awesome to be out there putting on partnerships with him and enjoying every single moment of it like we have done over many years.
Joe Root, what a man. I do feel England rely on him quite a lot. But still, Joe Root, what a man. And TalkSport and TalkSport 2 will, of course, bring you live updates of day 4 of the second test between India and England from Lord's from 11 a.m. today. Now, that's it from me. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. For those of you missing the big AG, Andy Goldstein, he will be back on the sports bar with Jason Cundy tomorrow at 10 p.m. So make sure you welcome him home. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, take care.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.